Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Pete, and thanks to you for listening. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. 12:18, it's officially halfway over. With eight games to go and eight in the rearview mirror, what changes would you make to the Redskins in the second half? You get to make one that will lead to more wins from the upcoming week until the end of the year. What are you going to alter? That's the question. We'll get to the phones coming up in about 15 minutes. Let's kick off the Beltway Blitz. Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us. Michael, was Sunday in Seattle Jay Gruden's most impressive win with the Redskins?
Well, I think you got to put it up there. What he was able to do with so many guys injured and drawing up a nice game plan, I would say, to me, maybe the Packers game on Sunday Night Football last year where he went drive for drive with Aaron Rodgers. To me, and this is probably unfair, Jay Gruden oversees the whole team, but to me, I associate him with the offense. I associate Greg Minuski with the defense. I think it was the defense's finest hour for sure. How much credit I'm giving to Jay, we can quibble over that, but it was a very fine performance by the team. Everybody deserves lots of credit.
Miguel, their offense is going to have to be better. I'm not saying I expected more against a Seattle defense that's terrific and with every player that's ever played for the Redskins hurt almost simultaneously like a crazy wave. But they've at certain points are going to have to win some games for them. I'm with you. The defense won this past one here for them, or at least gave them a chance to. Where does that come from? Where's the next level of production going to come from so they can break through to like 30 points, 35 points, et cetera?
Well, I think the one really obvious thing that needs to happen is more passes to Josh Doctson. You know, obviously he made the big one with the game on the line, but this is the point right now. We're talking about running downhill, eight games left in the season. You need to see what Josh Doctson's got. Can he be an elite number one wide receiver in the NFL? That's what you drafted him to be. That's what you expect him to be. But you need to go into this offseason knowing if he's capable of that. There's only one way to find out, and that's giving him that workload, giving him that many passes, trusting him to break out of coverage, run routes, get open, all that. Until they make those throws and see what he's got, I think he's an underutilized weapon for now.
Michael, Rob Kelly's averaging 3.2 per carry this year, and I think if you take out the first half of the Rams game when there were just gaping holes, he'd be averaging under 3 yards per carry, which is hard to fathom. I understand that the line is not plowing the way. They can't block at the tight end position. But at some point, is Kelly's lack of production going to net chances for P. Ryan, who's made some big mistakes, or maybe more Chris Thompson?
Well, I think in an ideal world, you're getting 100% Chris Thompson down the stretch. I think that's the best formula for victory. You just kind of redrop the playbook, get him in space more, all that. I think the coaches are hesitant to do that, probably because of Chris Thompson's injury history. They don't want him taking that kind of workload against some really good football teams. I think Jay's going to be really scared to go to Samaje Perine. He got a little bit of Matt Jones 2.0 happening there. He has not been secure with the football, and that's the one thing that we're talking about, these close games, one-possession games, games that come down to the last minute. Fumbles matter. That's what happened against Detroit last year. Those Matt Jones fumbles cost the Redskins the win, ultimately cost them a spot in the playoffs because of that win. You can't risk that in a close game with Samaje Perine, so I think there's a real trust factor there.
Michael, bit of a hipster pick, but for me, the Redskins' MVP to this point this year has been Jim Tomsula, taking a group of just okay guys, or you know, fifth-round picks, and Matt Ioannidis, and whoever else, and have turned in great defensive line performances at times, have been adequate for the most part. These are guys that are scrap heap guys in a lot of ways. Talk about his impact. You're around them every day.
Well, no question. What he's been able to do, nothing short of remarkable. They've got some really impressive position coaches across the board in place right now. I think this is the model for what you want your NFL football team to be in the year 2017. A head coach who manages the personalities, kind of, you know, is friendly with everybody, keeps everybody performing, and then some really good technicians. Bill Callahan, really good technician. Tom Sula, really good technician. I think Torian Gray's proven to be that at the defensive backs position. But nobody's done more with less than Tom Sula. You look at the pieces he's got and the production he's gotten out of them. There have been a lot of guys in that rotating door through here that have not really achieved a fraction of that performance in Ashburn. He's been fantastic.
At Michael PRTD, there's a case to be made the next two games for Washington are their two toughest remaining on the schedule, especially with their lack of health. Which of these two games, Vikings at home this week, Saints on the road next week, do you think is a better matchup for them?
I think the Vikings is a better matchup, and I think it's because we talk about, as funny as it sounds, the strength of this team right now being that defense. I think the defense was good enough to win the opening game against Philadelphia. I think the defense was good enough to win against the Cowboys. The offense just didn't cross the finish line for them. So you're talking about a game in New Orleans where it's probably going to be on the offense to score 35 points to win that game. I don't know that I have that trust in them right now. I think I trust the defense to make a play more than the offense right now. And, you know, if we went in a time capsule 8 weeks ago, you'd call me crazy, hang up on me. But that's where we are right now. I trust the defense to shut the Vikings down more than I trust the offense to keep up with Drew Brees and attract me.
His Royal Highness, Mr. Editor, if you please, Michael Phillips joins us. Thank you, buddy. I always appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you,
buddy. Love you, Mike. Thanks, buddy. Let's talk some hockey. J.J. Reagan covers the Caps for NBC Sports Washington. You can watch him tonight, Caps face-off and Caps overtime with me on NBCSW before and after the game. J.J., three in a row for the Caps. How have they done it? Finally gotten rolling, first three-game winning streak of the season.
It looks like they're starting to embrace that identity. They've been talking a lot about changing their identity to start the season, how they weren't the same team that they have been the past few years. And the last few games, it looks like they're starting to accept that. They haven't been pretty games. They've been gritty games. It's taken some depth scoring. It's taken some ugly goals. They're not getting the phenomenal breakout plays. They are still getting, you know, Ovechkin scored last night, which they need to get. They need the top line players to still produce, but they need those dirty goals. They need more of a contribution from those depth players, and they've been getting it the last few games.
Double J, the scariest seven words right now to a Capitals fan are second game of a back-to-back. This is the second game of a back-to-back in Buffalo, a mediocre Tier 4 town. But they play the Sabres. How can they get out of this back-to-back thing?
Well, yeah, it certainly helps that they're playing the Sabres, a team that has not played well this year. But one thing they need to do, it's mental. And I know people roll their eyes at that, but they can't go into this game saying it's the Sabres, we're the Cap, we're going to win. These type of games, you know, people like circling the games against Pittsburgh, like on Friday. Really, the biggest games of the season are against the teams that you should beat, because those are the games that you have to win. Especially for a Capitals team that hasn't been as good in recent years, they need all these points. So this is you can't call it a must win in November, but this is an important game for them. They have to go on with that mentality. They have to do more to help out Philip Grubauer. He's been thrown in some difficult situations so far this season. He will get to start tonight. They have to be aware that it's not Braden Holtby, that it's Philip Grubauer, and as good as he is not the Vezina caliber goalie back there. So they're going to have to play team defense and commit to that. The top guys also have to be big as well. TJ Oshie hasn't done enough. He had a great overtime yesterday, but otherwise he was very quiet for over 60 minutes. They need more from guys like Nicholas Backstrom. They need the top guys to produce to match the depth scoring, and who thought that's what we'd be saying at this part of the season, given how they started.
Yeah, Osh and Backstrom both have been quiet over these last few games. Hey, JJ, we'll see you tonight in Bethesda. Thank you, buddy.
Sounds good.
See and you, if you want to watch the show, I'll be hosting Caps Face-Off at 6 p.m. and then a half hour after the game ends, Caps Overtime for a full hour tonight. So check it out on NBC Sports Washington. Next on Grant and Danny, let's get back to the Redskins. Halfway through the season, you get to make one change. What is it? What would you alter about this team? Got a chance to hit your calls hard next, so line them up at 800-636-1067. You get to play Jay Gruden. You get to play Goose Allen. You're making a change. What's it going
to
be?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.